John Hansen joins us on WGN Radio. You frequently hear him filling in for me and Anna and others on WGN. Hey, John, how are you?
Good, John. Happy Thursday.
Happy Your Hometown Thursday featuring Geneva. Usually when we do these, they send you out to the town to scout it and file a report back. Did you head over to Geneva?
Oh, yeah, we did. Curtis and I, producer Curtis, went out a couple weeks ago on a gorgeous Saturday. And so I grew up in Downers Grove, right, which is not all that far from Geneva. And Downers Grove has a nice little downtown, too. But I had never been to Geneva's downtown with the Fox River right there. And I got to say, it's like a modern Mayberry. It is so quaint but busy. I don't know. I loved it. I couldn't believe it that this was so close to Chicago.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little way out there, but I was blown away by our visit.
Yeah, I've been there before, and it does have, put it this way, was it Fortune magazine said it's the second best place in America to raise a child or something like that? It's kind of the perfect mix of, you know, Chicago's right there, but you also feel a little insulated or isolated from all of that. It's got a small town feel, too.
Yeah, for sure. We went to a couple different. I also, anytime they send me out, I swear I gain about 12 pounds when we do these things because they want me to try out these local bakeries, these different spots, which is, I shouldn't complain about this because, of course, it's welcome. But we stopped by two specific bakeries downtown. I just want to tell you about the Sugar Path, which is this little place. We talked to Michelle, who runs it. And, you know, during COVID, a lot of people weren't making those typical visits to the bakery. A lot of these local bakeries, just like the Sugar Path, they cater. I mean, half their business, maybe more than half, is catering weddings, catering events. And boy, they saw such a drop in the pandemic. But what Sugar Path did is they converted, like a lot of small businesses did, to being able to sell online. And now they feel even more ready and prepared as things start to open back up. But oh my God, John, I don't even like coconut anything. They've got a coconut cake, which I even enjoyed. They've
wow.
got these incredible cookies and things. It's like one of those, you walk in, the smell is incredible. And I walked away with like three cupcakes with all the intents and purposes of giving one to Enrique when I got home. And I ate it on the 45-minute drive back.
Right? Didn't happen, huh? So what's the name of this place again?
No,
which one was that?
This is the Sugar Path. And if that wasn't enough, we then went to All Chocolate Kitchen, which is just down the street. And All Chocolate Kitchen, it's pretty famous. Like a lot of celebrities have gone there and done videos. I had never been there. But inside, first of all, is great to look at. They've got chocolate sculptures of like Apollo astronauts, like life-size Apollo astronauts, all made of chocolate. They've got gelato. They've got really cool confectures, really cool things. It's called All Chocolate Kitchen. I got gelato there, and I tell you what, I hadn't really felt like we had converted to spring until I kind of just walked downtown for a few minutes, had a gelato in hand. It was probably only 62 degrees, but boy, it felt so good.
I want to be at that meeting where they say, okay, we're going to do some chocolate sculptures. What should we do? And someone says, I know, let's do the Apollo astronauts. That sounds, they're worthy of all due honor, but it just also sounds kind of random, doesn't it?
Right, exactly. I'm trying to think of a joke with one small step for man, but I can't quite get there. John, you'll figure out the rest of that joke,
All right, so take me to another place in Geneva.
You know, I know you guys talked about the Viking ship, so I don't want to hawk on that too much, but I loved the Viking ship, the ship that had, it was a replica they made in Norway, sailed across the Atlantic, and it's in Geneva, which is so great. But we also stopped by the Fabian Windmill, which I had never seen, never heard of. It's just Route 25, just barely in Geneva. And it was constructed by a German craftsman back in the mid-1800s. And it was actually where Lombard is now. And it had fallen into disrepair. But George Fabian, he loved it so much, he wanted to move it somewhere safe. So they literally broke this thing down board by board. Mm-hmm. They put Roman numerals on all the boards and all the joints. And you can actually still see those Roman numerals. And completely reconstructed it in about 1914, 15 or so, where it sits. It's just off the Fox River. There's a great park there. And this thing is not, I mean, this is not just some run-of-the-mill windmill. They had a Dutch engineer come over and take a look at it. And this guy who knows his windmills in the Netherlands said if this windmill was in the Netherlands, it would be the number one most attractive windmill to go visit. So I trust him above all else. But it's really cool. And they still do demonstrations where they use the mill completely wind-powered to do bakery demonstrations and whatever mills do, which I don't quite know, but they grind up the flour or something. I don't know. Some expert will tell me, but it looks really cool. It overlooks the river. It's a great spot just to, like, have a picnic, grab a lunch.
Yeah, I've been to windmills before, and they're the shell of a windmill or a replica, but this is still a fully functional one, as I understand it, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, right. Really great stuff.
Give me one more stop there, John.
Oh, Kane County Cougars. We went by Northwestern Medicine Field, which is great. And that's like the one, so when I was a kid in the western suburbs, we went to Kane County Cougar games all the time. It was closer, more accessible. Obviously, they are really excited about their upcoming season, which opens in May. I know we talked about it with the Schaumburg team as well, but like nothing like minor league baseball. I can still remember to this day, John, I was in the bleachers in a Kane County Cougar game, and I started the wave when I was like 12 years old. Well, I kept on going game after game, and they named me the Wave Man, and little kids would come up for my autograph, which are available on eBay. But so it holds a place in my heart. They're like the real western suburbs team that you all go see, and you know, hopefully, you know, gosh, I mean, they're going to do it safely, obviously. And we all talk about getting back outside and baseball. And I don't know, nothing more summer than, you know, planning a visit to Geneva and capping it off with a night game.
You know that the wave is over now, right? It's sort of like Running Man in that commercial. If you can do it, you still shouldn't. When I see stadiums doing the wave, I go, wow, is your team bad? I know it was a fun thing once upon a time, but serious baseball fans don't do the wave. They're watching the game. Basketball, hockey fans.
Well, thanks for crushing my 12-year-old. Trying to have some fun.
No, but when you were, first of all, if you're 12, I will not judge. And if you did it 15 years ago, that's cool. I just don't want some, you know, guy in a Blackhawks shirt with these last two games saying, hey, let's do the wave. No, let's not. By the way,
I don't know how you do the wave with 25% capacity. Maybe not as
No kidding.
That should kill it off once and for all. You're right.
That's more like the tide. Incidentally, season ticket holders, Hawks season ticket holders, do have an opportunity to buy 4 single game tickets on pre-sale before the sales are open to others. So I don't have a timeline on that, but if you are a season ticket holder, you get an opportunity to buy 4 tickets to at least one of the games. There are 2. That's the pre-sale. And then they will open it up to others. Again, I don't know the when and the where of that, but if you are thinking that today you'll be able to buy tickets and you are not a season ticket holder, you won't. If you are, you will. And then very soon, I guess, there's only 2 games left in the regular season. Boy, it'd be nice if the Hawks... We're not mathematically eliminated, are we, John?
No. Went out, we're good.
Yeah, we're good. It's all good. We'll be in the playoffs, so that'll be fun to hear a live crowd at the game for John and Troy. Okay, 43 seconds left. Any last message from you, sir?
I just want to shout out. I know that people, McDonald's is obviously a national brand. We all know it. A couple of them are owned locally by the Lardis family. They do so many things. They give out to the community. They own 12 locations in the western suburbs, including a couple in Geneva. They showed us a lot of the community stuff they did, giving back to teachers, first responders during the pandemic. Always love to see that, and they treated us to a good McChicken, which was real yummy. But then, and that was before all the sugar, so it really was a great day of eating in Geneva. Cool visit.
I had that crispy chicken sandwich with the pickle, the basket of fries, the beverage today. That was a good chicken sandwich, my friend. And I don't think...
Curtis and I got our own baskets.
It's a shareable. It says shareable right here on the menu. John Hansen, co-host of It's All Good, a Block Club Chicago podcast. You hear him regularly here on WGN. He dropped another episode the other day. And drop by anytime, John. Good to hear you.
Appreciate it, John. Have a good one.